It isn't exactly a secret that a lot of people have lost faith in politicians. Polls show approval of and trust in Congress and the state legislature has fallen to where it's barely ahead of athletes' feet. Men like Brian Banks are a good part of the reason why. Banks has previously been convicted of 8 felonies, mostly for things like bad checks and credit card fraud. He's been evicted for non-payment of rent at least 7 times and has left a long trail of unpaid bills. He's also claimed to have been both an attorney and an elementary school teacher, though there's no record of him ever having taught nor practiced law. Yet, last fall, against all reason, he was reelected to a 3rd term in the Michigan legislature, a body in which he has accomplished nothing. No bill he's offered has become law. Banks did, however, get a fair amount of media attention during his last term after a male aide claimed the representative had sexually harassed him. The state ended up paying nearly $100,000 to defend Banks and then absorbed the cost of settling the case. Regardless, thanks to extreme gerrymandering and voters who weren't paying attention, Banks narrowly won a Democratic primary and easily won a 3rd term last year in what is largely a very poor, mostly black district on Detroit's east side, with a few white suburban neighborhoods in places like Harper Woods thrown in. But it was clear that regardless of how the election turned out, Banks wouldn't be around for much of his final term. Last summer, he was charged with 3 more felonies, and there was a chance he could have ended up serving a long prison term as a habitual offender. Nevertheless, there was a reason why getting reelected was important to Brian Banks. He could use his seat as a plea bargaining chip. Today, he agreed to resign immediately in exchange for the 3 felony charges being dropped. Banks will instead plead guilty to 1 misdemeanor, receive a slap on the wrist, and not serve any jail time. By the end of the day, there was actually talk of his running for the state Senate next year. You might think a district with 250,000 people could find a better role model. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, whose office had gone after Banks, issued a statement yesterday saying, "As an elected official, you carry a higher burden of responsibility and are expected to act as a role model in your community." And he added, "Former Representative Banks violated the trust placed in him by his neighbors and constituents." Why, yes, he did. But I would argue that Schuette and the system did, too. I don't think they should have settled for a slap on the wrist here. They should have insisted on a trial, or at least required Banks to plead guilty to a felony and serve some prison time. As it now stands, it would be easy to conclude that the moral of the story is that, if you can get yourself elected to something, your office includes a get-out-of-jail-free card. We might think about whether that's the message we really want to send.